listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. And a warning, you may find this next story distressing. The Rugby League World is paying tribute to Paul Green, who passed away suddenly, aged 49. Before their round 22 clash last night, the Panthers and Storm engaged in a minute silence as a mark of respect. A standout for the football legend is his time as Cowboys coach, helping Townsville to the 2015 Premiership and getting them to the grand final in 2017. Former Cowboys skipper Michael Morgan has told us he was well respected across the community.
He was very personable with people around town. He'd always give people the time of day. And I think that's what drew people to him when he was the coach here, that he wasn't above the public or the fans.
A reminder, the number for Lifeline is 13 11 14. Education ministers around the country are meeting in Canberra today to address teacher shortages, including pay and working conditions. This teacher telling us casualisation is something they'd like to see addressed.
My school alone, half the staff are on temporary contract.
Police continue to hunt a man who allegedly abducted four children from a property in central Queensland. Officers say the children, aged 3, 4, 7 and 8, were taken from a property at the Leap north of Mackay yesterday morning. And Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls jersey from the 1998 NBA Finals is up for auction. The basketball star and Space Jam actors' memorabilia are set to fetch a cool $7 million Aussie dollars. An appeal at an AFL hearing lasted 4 hours last night, with the jury finally deciding to overturn Patrick Cripps' two-game ban. It comes after the Carlton star collided with Callum Archie in Sunday's match at the Gabba, leaving the Lions player concussed. And for your Friday night footy, it's St Kilda and Brisbane. Lee Montagna, Dale Thomas and Damien Barrett predict the Lions will get the job done.
A lot to play for, particularly for St Kilda. They need to win one of their last two games. They've got Brisbane at Marvel Stadium. Can anyone see them upsetting Brisbane?
No. Brisbane will be winning.
Melbourne Storm held Penrith scoreless for the first time in 7 years, keeping the race for top spot alive with a 16-0 win last night. Cam Munster start at fullback as the Storm romped to their third victory in a row. Coach Craig Bellamy can't promise Munster will remain in the number one for all their games.
I'm not quite sure that we'll actually stick to Munster at fullback all the time, but you know, like I say, we need to have a bit of a chat about that with the leaders and obviously our halves and see what the coaches think, and then we go from there.
Tonight it's the Warriors and Bulldogs before the Eels and Bunnies. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, and it's looking wet for a lot of us, partly cloudy for Brisbane. 21 the top, patchy showers on the Gold Coast and 21 also. Rain at times for Sydney and 18. A few showers for Melbourne too, chasing 15 degrees. A possible shower for Hobart, a top of 14. Showers in Adelaide too and 15, while it's sunny skies for Perth, 21 the top. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.